Send your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast. This is the show all about iPhone photography, and we are unapologetically loving it. All right, I can't figure out a way to use that stupid word that Johnny Ives said. I'm done. I've retired that word. It's done. I'm unapologetically... I just botched it. See? There we go. Anyway, I'm Mark Sinowski.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And we are back. Oops. I just dropped something. Wow. That the rustiness is really showing after just a few weeks, isn't it? We are back from the holidays. We took a few weeks off to enjoy Christmas, enjoy New Year's, and how'd you guys do? You guys have a good holiday?
We made it through, I think.
Oh, just barely.
And Joe and I did. We were able to meet up down in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's right. Talk about that. How was that?
Very underwhelming. No, totally joking.
It was beautiful York, Pennsylvania.
And beautiful is in massive quotation marks. No, that was pretty much like halfway for Joe and I to meet. I was in Harrisburg, he was in Baltimore. York is about halfway between the two. And we just kind of wanted to go somewhere where we might be able to find some things to take pictures of with our iPhones and just walk around and shoot the breeze and take some pictures and whatnot. So that's exactly what we did.
Yeah, and, Matt took most of the pictures because my phone kept shutting off on me.
Really? Why?
Either it was extreme cold. I think it was extreme cold because it'd be like at 80% and then it would shut off. And then when I try to turn it back on, it showed like one slight red bar on the battery.
I don't know.
How many times did it do it, Matt?
It was like probably like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm thinking that the OS is still bugged. I've been having a lot of problems with my operating system. About the only thing that's working properly is the camera, but as far as everything else goes, I don't know. Apple is losing points in my book. I mean, Siri is just getting worse and worse. I just can't stand.
It still has Siri?
Yeah, sadly. And Siri is unapologetic. That goes without saying. She is a horrible computer that feasts on the tears of Polish people named Mark Stowski.
Yeah, we had a good time. We met up in a parking garage, went to the top, and got some aerial shots of York. And it had just snowed, so the place was pretty covered in snow. So it was fun. It was nice and cold, but the cold just really killed my phone.
I think cold killed everybody in the eastern seaboard. And everyone knows that York is famous for their peppermint patties. So there you
really?
Go.
Really?
No, I'm making that up.
Yeah, I don't think we lasted that long in the cold. We ended up in a brewery.
Awesome. That's the best place to end up.
Yeah, we had some sort of a crab soup, something or another. It was pretty good.
Nice. So awesome. Hopefully we'll all be able to meet at some point. I've been toying with the idea ever since you guys went on to meet each other. It's kind of funny that we still haven't – well, I still haven't met you, Joe.
You know, I know.
It's funny that we could all be friends and never see people, and it's kind of weird. It's kind of like a surreal thing. But anyway, it got me thinking that I should resurrect the whole Lenscursion thing. I know the little meetup that we did this year was kind of a small thing, but I'm thinking that maybe for next year we should – like think about doing like a big group meetup, like one big huge photo walk.
Yeah, that would be great. I know that we got, you know, after some people saw that both Matt and I met up, they were like, hey, you know, I could have driven four hours to meet up with you guys. And it seemed like for us, it was up to the last, you know, 12 hours that we actually, you know, realized that we were going to be able to meet up.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's a little difficult, especially when you're on vacation with family, to be able to make any big plans. But that, you know, this type of thing, if we're going to do a big, it has to be planned out well in advance.
Absolutely. I know the first time I tried to put this together with Lenswipe and Tiny Shutter joint venture, kind of fizzled because it kind of got overwhelming. Well, not so much
kids and life and work.
It was just my previous job that did it. That's the only thing that killed it. That was just stressful. Now that I don't have that to worry about anymore, you know, I think we could do something pretty great. But I don't know. That comes later. We have a whole year to think about it. But the one thing I wanted to start off with before we get into the news is that, you know, we look back at 2013 and, you know, the listeners and the contributors have been phenomenal. I mean, we have our Tiny Shutter corner on Instagram. And if you people who have shared, just add the hashtag Tiny Shutter and boom, you're in the club. And we've accumulated well over, God, how much? Over 14,000 photos?
It is 16,828.
That's incredible. And I'm loving it. Everybody has been sharing their vision and, you know, just keep it coming. We love seeing it. And we enjoy the camaraderie. And anybody who's contributed in our Facebook group, our Google Plus group, you know, thank you very much. I'm sorry that I've slacked off with Twitter, but, you know, I can't look at them all.
You can't apologize about Twitter.
Yeah, and you know what? The other thing is that it's not really fun to share photos in Twitter.
No.
Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram make it really, really easy. So I think, you know, we'll follow that. You know, I'll be unapologetic about it. And but the one thing I wanted to ask the listeners, and I wanted to catch it early on in case people tune out later on, is video. I know over the break we tested video. And we failed miserably. And by we, I mean I failed miserably doing all the connections and stuff. But, you know, it got me thinking, is video actually worth it? So I wanted to bring it to our listeners. Do you think that video is worth it? Would this be something that you guys would be interested in watching? So, you know, something like on YouTube or something like that. Let us know. Send us a I'll have a post in tinyshutter.com that will have like maybe a poll, or just put something in the comments section within that post and let us know what you think. Should video be worth it, or we just stick to audio? Let us know, and we'll see what we could do. We'll see what we can manage. But in the meantime, let's do some news.
News team, assemble!
So the big thing about this month is CES, and that's been going, and not a whole lot of photography news as far as iPhone photography goes. There's a couple of things that stand out. The one thing is Lady Bird. This is a new iPhone camera that's kind of similar to the Sony camera that was announced a while back, but this is slightly different. This is a 50 millimeter actual camera, a 1.8 lens, and they didn't say the size of the sensor, but it's a CMOS sensor that comes on the iPhone case, and your iPhone just plugs right into it. In a sense, your iPhone becomes just the tool to record the images, the storage, and the interface. And the lens and sensor will do the rest. Lady Bird has done an Indiegogo campaign to raise $20,000, and by the looks of things, they raised $24,000. So it was a success. What do you guys think about this? You guys have a chance to look at it. Matt, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by the idea. As it stands right now, I don't think I would purchase it. I think I'd rather see maybe a slightly wider lens.
Yeah.
A 35 millimeter or something like that. But I do like the fact that the phone plugs into it instead of connecting like via Bluetooth or, you know, Wi-Fi or something like that.
Yeah, with Sony, that's like the Achilles heel.
Yeah, I think the Sony uses the NFC connection, which iPhones don't have.
So it's forced to use Wi-Fi.
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
So I think it's got a leg up there. But I would be interested in, like I said, a wider lens, and then to also know exactly what the size of the sensor would be.
Yeah.
And then, you know, how does that I guess I would just want to know, like, what's it going to translate into in terms of image quality.
Right. How about you, Joe?
I agree. I do like the fact that you can slide your phone into it. My focus point is going to be something similar, but not really like this. But it being able to use my iPhone, the user interface with a camera or a lens has always been something we've talked about. And you know, instead of being forced to use the Wi-Fi, if it's right in there and it hooks right in, and the images that are coming from the sensor are high quality, I can see myself getting one of these. It looks like they starting off as the Indiegogo is going, it's $137, but did it say that it was going up to like maybe $300?
Yeah, the commercial product will be a $300 lens case for it.
Yeah, I'm curious, you know, if they had already specced out the cost of manufacturing and parts, if $137 is actually going to cover the costs of the device. It just, I don't know, it seems too cheap for the product.
Asking for $20,000, I think, is not enough.
No.
Just something is fishy about this one. By the way, Matt, they're saying that the sensor for this camera, they're not giving specifications, but they are saying it's 7.5 times larger than a smartphone camera.
Than the iPhone. Yeah.
They're saying that, I'm looking at their Indiegogo. First of all they have is concept art. They have nothing that shows an actual product. So that's my first red flag. All the photos they have are done with DSLR cameras and just graphic, like really cheap graphic stuff to render the design. Let's see. There was something that says, what if we can't make it? In the event we encounter an unforeseen technological bottleneck and Lady like Bird...
cost.
Yeah. And Lady Bird cannot be completed, we will refund your pledge. I don't believe that for a second. I am going to be a skeptic saying that these guys raised their money and I think they will keep the money because that's just the way the terms of services go with these things. So I don't know. I don't see... I prove me wrong, but I don't see this coming into the market. I don't see it at all.
Is Lady Bird an actual company? Are they an actual physical company, or are they a concept also?
I don't know. They're based in Singapore. So I don't know. I mean, if this thing could get off the ground, great. You know, I'd love to see this happen. But I think, I don't know, I just don't see it happening. I would love it, but I don't see it happening.
It is better than that concept camera that was supposed to print out the images, that square-looking one.
You mean the Polaroid Socialmatic?
Yeah.
Funny you mentioned that. I wasn't going to bring it up on this show. I was going to bring it up on Casual Photography, but that is due to come out this fall. And that is also going to be around $300. At least that's the last time I saw a price. And this will be Wi-Fi enabled. It's going to operate on the Android operating system and all that fun stuff.
The only thing I could think of with Lady Bird that they were probably doing with the Indiegogo was raising enough money to raise the interest of venture capitalists. If they can find somebody that can pour in the rest of the money, then it's probably going to be a go.
You know what? That
or
makes
if
a
they
lot
get bought.
Yeah, you know, that makes a lot more sense because that's exactly what the Socialmatic camera did back in the day, and they got bought out by Polaroid.
Polaroid.
Which I'm guessing is going to fail miserably because I hate Polaroid.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Anyway, but all right, Lady Bird, the idea is cool. This is something that I know we've talked in the past that we've all kind of wanted. But here's the thing. After playing around with some similar ideas, like seeing how clunky the Sony camera goes, I think it's easier to just use the iPhone camera. They're continuously making that better and better. The iPhone 5 and the iPhone 5S kind of rock. I haven't had any issues with that. And really, you know, what else do we need? And here's the other thing. To satiate that itch for a better camera and having the iPhone interface, a lot of cameras are now Wi-Fi enabled. So my Fuji camera, the XC2, which I gush about that on Casual Photography. So anybody who's listened, I'm sorry.
And it leaks out on this show too.
Yeah, it does. hold that thought. It's going to leak more. But having that enabled and being able to import photos onto my iPhone and iPad and then doing the editing from there, that's pretty awesome. And so ever since then, I've just done photography with my iPhone and then photography with that camera, and I haven't really wanted anything else since. How about you, Matt? You're kind of in the same boat.
I actually have no idea what you just asked me. I'm sorry.
No, that's cool. I've spoke too much about it anyway. So that's a good segue into the next bit. All right, so if Lady Bird and Sony isn't what we're looking for, how about this? Fujifilm launches an instant smartphone printer. It's called the Share SP1. Basically, it's kind of like the.
I hope it's better than the Polaroid one.
It's the same size dimensions of prints. They're 2x3, but this is just a portable printer. It runs on a battery. It's going to retail for $200 instead of the Socialmatic $300. And I'm not sure about the print quality. I haven't seen much about them. Does it require an ink cartridge or is it going by something else? But basically, you link to it by Wi-Fi and you could take any smartphone device and just if you want to print, you print. What do you guys think about that?
Go ahead, Matt.
I don't know. I don't know. I think I would just rather use the services I already use for printing.
Yeah.
You know, I looked at the the little format of the prints it prints out, and they're cool and everything, but if I want to put a description or text or something on the picture. I really just prefer to use Postagram, and you know, then I'm not really hassled with printing and having to like mail it to somebody if I want to do that. It's just, you know, it just seems to me it's just easier just to use the services that already exist.
Yeah.
And granted, you know, I think this Fuji thing has its place, like at a party or a wedding or whatever. But for me personally, I don't really see much point to it.
Right. How about you, Joe?
Yeah, I would, if I hadn't played with that Polaroid camera, I think I'd be really excited about this. The problem with the Polaroid printer, because this isn't the first instant printer that you can get. Polaroids always had the Z ink, the zero ink printers.
Yeah.
The problem was that they were never compatible with iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see anything on here that says that this can be. Well, no, actually, it does say.
Where does it say?
Okay, in the description down below the paragraphs above product name, there's apps for the Android phones and the iPhones. So I guess they worked that out with Apple. But
it's not even an Apple thing because what is it? They all they need to do is just get access to your camera folders, and right. That's it.
Yeah, but that's what I didn't understand about Polaroid is that, you know, they had these little printers, but it was never compatible with iPhone. I guess they just needed to come out with an app. The other thing is that I can do the same thing on my regular printer.
Mm-hmm.
Here at the house. And, you know, I've got a Canon printer. I get, you know, every time I get ink, I get about 100 glossy prints, you know, 4x6 that I can print out of my printer, and nothing special. I don't have to buy an extra printer or whatever, and I could do it straight through Wi-Fi. I don't have to go through my computer.
Yeah.
So for me, it's not. If somebody gave it to me, I might use it, but I don't know.
Here's where it's gonna come to for me. Like, for example, I do weddings, and having something like this would be cool for a wedding, for example, because I could just, again, use my Fuji or my iPhone and then just print accordingly. But it all depends on how fast that print comes out. That's the one thing that the Polaroid camera that I had bought, like, what, a couple of years ago for $300, mm-hmm. that I constantly regretted. That print was, first of all, it was hard to print. I couldn't print. Like, it took
problem,
me.
Problem was it the
problem the was it was Polaroid.
Well, yeah, the picture would get caught up on a tiny little lip before it was able to come out, and then mess the whole picture up.
Oh yeah, I didn't encounter that problem. That was all you. And then you gave it back to me. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Anyway, it's all going to depend on the speed of that print. If I could use that at a party and just pop that out real quick, that print comes out less than 30 seconds. Yeah, I think it's worth the $200. Maybe. I mean, we'll see. Again, what is it? How many prints can I do? You know, is it ink? Is it no ink? You know, I need a little bit more info about that. Would this be a hit at parties? Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. But again, there's just so much that we don't know about it so far. So
you better get one of those little number things so that when they get their picture taken, they could take a number and come back for the print.
Yeah, 2 days later. Anyway, yeah, we'll see. When this will eventually come out, and it'll be sold on Photo Jojo along with the Socialmatic camera, along with all the other doodads that no one wants to put in the stores, and we'll see what happens. But I don't know. We'll see. So anyway, that's news. Let's move on to something a little bit more fun. And if I had the soundboard up, I would be able to do it. All right, here we go. Post pick of the week. It was my turn, but I flaked out, so it's your turn now, Joe.
Oh. Yeah, I was looking through our feed, and there's a lot of good shots, and I ran across this one caught my eye because of the color. We've been getting a lot of black and white, which I love, but you know, when you have a sea of black and white, colors will stand out like a sore thumb. And it's the it's a flower. I want to say it's a tulip, but let me see what the I could be missing the actual name. The guy who did it's from China, so it might be under a different name. But the flower was shot by a username B9. It's B-E, the number 9, and an N after the 9. So B9. And it's pretty cool. The image is out of focus. The colors are very vibrant, and it shows the you can really tell that it is a flower, but it has that sort of a there's a style of painting, not abstract. Okay, yeah, it's more of an abstract type image. So good job, B9, and welcome to the community, because this is actually, I think, the first image that I've seen him post in our Tiny Shutter feed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm looking at it right now. Good macro attempt, too. He's really focused on that one little, well, what are those called? Pistol things? I don't know. Begins with
I don't know. It's where the pollen is on the flower.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name.
The flower sex organs.
There you go.
Botanist Mark.
Looking at flowers and solving crimes. This fall on CBS.
I would watch that.
Can't be any worse than all the other ones on.
Yeah, if you guys have a, you know, if you have an image that you want to share with the group, just add hashtag Tiny Shutter and everybody can see it. Plus, if you guys are new to the community, you know, friend us and we'll friend you right back. And that way we know you're there, because sometimes people can get lost in the sea of images.
Yeah. Drop us a line, say hey. Very cool. So let us move on to focus points.
Focus point.
Speaking of communities, the one thing I wanted to mention today was something that I'm stealing from, what's it called? MacBreak Weekly. I heard about this at the end of their show. It's a website called getappler.com. And that's getappler.com. And what this is a community of people suggesting iPhone apps or iPad apps. Basically, you link this with your Apple account, and it'll bring up all of your apps, and you can rate them. You can see which ones are your favorites. And I created a Tiny Shutter version. You'll see this on tinyshutter.com. We'll leave it in the show notes. But yeah, this is a way to share our favorite photography apps, I think. Anything new comes out, and if you're part of the community, you know, let us know. And through this app, you can rate it, you can show it off, and then we could get it out to everybody else. So I thought this would be a perfect way to kind of integrate community and our love of iPhone apps. So check that out on getappler.com.
Very cool.
Cool. I will check it out. I was actually confused as to what it was. I thought it was an app.
I think they have an app, but I haven't seen it. So I'm just recommending the website itself.
Okay.
I'll have to dig a little bit more deeper into it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I will go there, and I will sign up, and then I'll recommend an app that I have for my post pick of the week.
Awesome. What is that?
It's an app called Fragment. And honestly, everyone's going to start getting sick of these apps that I keep talking about because it's totally in the same vein as Deco Sketch and Tangent, which I've mentioned before, that add like crazy geometric shapes and whatnot to your pictures. Fragment is a little bit different in that not only is it adding these like geometric shapes and patterns to your picture, but it's also kind of doing it in a way that's like almost taking your picture apart like a puzzle and reassembling it in a different way, for lack of a better way to describe it.
Nice.
Yeah, I've used it. It's pretty cool.
It's super cool. And there's all different patterns and shapes and everything. And there's a ton of control, too. I mean, you could do all kinds of desaturation, blending and blurring and inverting. There's, like, all kinds of different things you could do to really make, like, each of the presets unique. So it's definitely a fun little app to play with. It's called Fragment.
Nice. Does it cost anything?
It is 99 cents.
Oh, that's not bad. How about you, Joe?
Boom, boom. Mine is actually very similar to that ladybird thing, except it's not. you do slide your phone into it. That's the only thing that's similar. But it's called...
It's practically a copycat already.
Yeah. Except it's not. It's called the Pocket Projector by Brookstone. And my mother-in-law got one for Christmas, and I'm like, oh, I need one. So in February, mine's not due to ship until almost the middle of February, so I'll be getting it shortly. But I used it, and it is awesome. I've always wanted a projector, but when you put your phone into it, you can actually go on to Netflix and watch movies on your wall. And I thought, oh yeah, it's going to be cheap. The image is going to be terrible. But no, it's like if you project it onto the wall, it has speakers on the device itself. You can watch a movie like you're watching a projected movie on your wall from a $1,000 machine. And not only that, but if say you're out and about and you have it with you, if your battery goes dead, it acts as a second battery. You plug it right in, and it starts charging your phone. So it's only it was about $230. Right now it's $49.99. So it's not bad, $50.
Really? Jesus, yeah. I might actually pick this up myself.
The only thing is it's for the 4 and the 4S.
Oh, they don't doing anything with this.
Yeah, they don't have one for the 5 or 5S. At least not that I know of. Not this particular model. They have other models like where you could plug your phones into a through a cord to a projector, but not actually slip the phone in and have it as a battery backup. So I'll link it in the show notes, and it's pretty cool. I can't wait to get mine.
Now, how big of a screen can you create on the wall?
They say up to 50 inches, and I mean, it was all of, you know, about 50 inches that I did. I could have gone bigger, but I was testing it out. I actually made a video of my daughter's 5th birthday of all the images from her, well, not all the images, but some images from her when she was born up until her 5th birthday. And played it on the wall for everybody at her birthday party. And everybody loved it. They, you know, they don't care so much about quality of the image as much as the images themselves. And it looked great. I think when I get mine, I'm going to try to test it on how big, how far back I can go and still get it. You have to manually adjust the focus once you get the size that you want. But other than that, it's there's not a whole lot to it, and it works very well.
That's pretty cool.
So it's a 15 lumen LED projector lamp. So it's I don't know how long the battery goes, but I would imagine it may go for a movie or two, and until you need to readjust the recharge it. It says on here it projects up to 50 inches, but it may do more. They say 50 inches. It probably can do a whole lot better, bigger than that.
Gotcha.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, so check it out in the show notes, and you'll be able to check it out. So I think we can call it a day. What do you guys think?
It's a day.
We should do that.
Awesome. So anyway, tell the world where they can find you on this awesome interwebs, Joe.
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferrer.
How about you, Matt?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at M. Hoffman Photo.
Very cool. And you can find me, Mark Sadowski. I'm on, where am I on? You know what? Just go to tinyshadow.com. I'm posting something in there some days of the week. So just go there. If you want to contact the show, go to tinyshadow.com. Leave us a comment in the comment sections on any post, or just send us an email. You can go find all of that on tinyshutter.com. You can send us a message on facebook.com/tinyshutter, as well as in Google Plus. Find the community. Just do a simple search for Tiny Shutter. And we are on Twitter. I probably won't check it, but we're there. We're at Tiny Shutter. So that's all for this week. Tune in next week, where I will find a home for myself on the web somehow, somewhere. One will pray. And we'll take it from there. How about that? I think this is a great time to be back. It's really cool. I missed you guys.
Aww. I missed you too.
Thank you. Your big bags of money will be in the mail. Awesome. So that's all. Tune in next week, and we'll have more fun. And we might have a special surprise for everybody. Cliffhanger.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast,
that's not the one I wanted to play. This is the one.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.